A living reef, an unproven conjecture, and what the chip export data might be hiding. A coral reef system off the coast of Benin, previously assessed as dead or severely degraded, was found to be actively thriving, a discovery that challenges the oceanographic modeling assumptions used to predict reef health in the region. Local conditions appear to have created a temperature buffer not captured in global climate models. The finding carries practical significance beyond the immediate good news. Reef systems support roughly a quarter of all ocean species during some portion of their life cycle, despite covering less than 1% of the ocean floor. And resilience mechanisms identified in Benin could inform restoration strategies elsewhere. The Jacobian conjecture, an algebraic geometry problem open since 1939, generated 103 comments and 272 points after Terence Tao published a blog post digesting a claimed counterexample. A confirmed counterexample would establish the conjecture as false, a significant mathematical result. The community noted that Tao's engagement lends credibility worthy of serious attention, while also flagging that the Jacobian conjecture has seen multiple claimed proofs and counterexamples that did not survive scrutiny. Peer review, not Fields Medal endorsement, remains the operative standard. The day's most substantive analytical challenge concerned the claim that U.S. export controls on advanced chips have failed to constrain Chinese AI development, as evidenced by Kimi K3 and DeepSeek's competitive benchmark results. A credible counterargument holds that benchmark performance on specific evaluations is not equivalent to general frontier capability, and especially not to the sustained large-scale experimental capacity that produces next-generation architectural innovations. A lab operating under compute constraints can allocate its budget toward optimizing for publishable benchmarks while falling behind on the broad experimental runs required to discover genuinely novel architectures. The signal to watch, analysts suggested, is not benchmark snapshots, but compute-intensive long-horizon research announcements. And whether chip-constrained labs begin producing architectural innovations rather than optimized implementations of known designs.